One of the best ways to get better at Dungeons and Dragons is to play other games. Hey, my name is James, and I'm a professional dungeon master. And despite the number of requests I've gotten for bachelor party D&D games, I have yet to jump out of a cake. I'm here to dork out about dungeons and designs on Crumbling Keeps, the Dungeon Dorks. So I know for a lot of people, there's a resistance to playing games other than Dungeons and Dragons, and a lot of times other than the edition they started with. At the best, they might move on to later editions as they come out. But at worst, they're stuck in for life. That's all they'll ever play. And I don't necessarily understand that. And if anyone wants to tell me why, feel free to email me at info@crumblingkeep.com or comment on my socials or message me however you want. No judgment. I'm just curious what it is. I have seen some folks mention, oh, the burden of learning a whole new rule set. And to some extent, I get that. Because there are some chunky RPGs out there, and it's a commitment. And I like some of these chunky RPGs. Particularly some of the 2D20 systems feel similar in terms of rule commitment as, like, say, Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition. But I think it's maybe just a case of, I don't know, that confirmation bias is the right thing I want to say here, but if you've been only played Dungeons and Dragons, you think every game must be as difficult to learn as that. And there are much simpler games out there. Tunnel Goons, Mouse Ritter, Marching Order, even self-plug, self-plug. And if you're listening to this when the podcast drops, it's currently on Kickstarter. So I started playing different RPGs semi-early in my gaming hobby. And it started with the World of Darkness. At the time, it was huge. We're talking Vampire the Masquerade, Werewolf the Apocalypse, Wraith the Oblivion question mark, all of those the something games where you got to be really edgy and roll a bunch of 10-sided dice. And when this was happening, it was really a worldwide phenomenon. There were other RPGs around before it, but I think today we tend to forget the impact that these games had at the time of bringing people over to another system. And it was also the first memorable time where you weren't playing the hero. The game wasn't about going down into the dungeon and getting the gold and bringing it back or whatever. You were the villain. You were a vampire. You lived because you killed. And that brought me along to some other games in their line, such as Aeon Trinity, which I am currently playing the new edition, still love it to this day. I didn't go much farther than that at the time, and that's because, well, I was a kid. I didn't have tons of discretionary income to spend on random games. But then fast forward, there was a period of time where I didn't really game at all. I was too busy being cool or something like that. And I came back to it in the realm of like fourth edition or so. And eventually, this would lead to me getting a job at a game store right before fifth edition dropped. And it opened up a whole new realm of indie games to me. And I was hooked. I played so many different RPGs and I've read so many more. And we don't even want to talk about the ones on my shelves that are unread as of yet because it's maybe a little bit embarrassing. But there's a point to all of this, really. With each new game I played, I would get better at running games as a whole. You can think about each game system almost like its own set of tools and technique. And when you learn a new set of tools and techniques, your trade in general gets better. I mean, think about, say, dovetailing to join pieces of wood together. as aside from just putting screws in through it. And these things aren't mutually exclusive, and as you learn more and more, you start to combine them, and it just gives you different ideas about how things can be done. One of my favorite things from Blades in the Dark is the clocks, and for those who don't know, you can start a clock for any situation. Say you're getting chased by guards, and you make a clock called Guards Catch You. So you draw a circle and you divide it into little pie slices, let's say six. And whenever a roll is unsuccessful, you fill in some of those pie slices, and if you fill them all in, the guards catch you. And it was a way to add time tension that I didn't really have beforehand. And so now when I am playing Dungeons and Dragons, I've been known to just take a dice and count it down when things happen. And I may tell the characters what happens when that dice counts down, and I may not. Sometimes that unknown tension is fun. But it was a technique, ultimately, that I picked up from another game and translated it to work in Dungeons and Dragons. And while you will get better at playing D&D the more games you play, it's also just going to open up a whole lot of games that you might want to play instead. If you don't know what else is out there, it's easy to think that, well, it obviously doesn't get better than this. And I do want to note that I still, to this day, do enjoy Dungeons and Dragons and the play style that comes with it. Fifth edition isn't my favorite of the editions, but I still enjoy it for things. And I really enjoy the implementation that Shadowdark made of that rule set. Now, if it's a budgetary concern, just go to itch.io, itch.io. It is a gaming site that sells mostly computer games, but there is a whole host of tabletop RPG creators on there releasing their products. And a lot of them are free, pay what you want, $1, $2. You can get into some games for really cheap. Granted, they're PDFs, but still, another relatively cheap way to get into a bunch of different games are zines, which is a format near and dear to my heart. Every February on Kickstarter is Zine Quest, where they kickstart new zines. And a lot of these are fully enclosed games, all in one little zine. So if you want a fun way to kind of improve your skill set, get better at Dungeons and Dragons and at tabletop RPGs as a whole, play more games. Play in someone else's game. Pick up a random game and run it yourself. You have a lot of options. And hey, I'm really curious, for those of you who are already down this rabbit hole, what games are you playing right now? What games should I know about that I don't? Drop me an email at info@crumblingkeep.com or find that in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you have any questions about anything I talked about here today or on any past episodes of Dungeon Dorks, go to crumblingkeep.com/question and ask away, or just check the link in the show notes.